is the development of the greatest civilization the world has ever known. It is perhaps the single most important feature.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That song means it's time to roll into the home cinema round. This week I wanted to spotlight the Universal Landowner Aristocrat Collection.
Has been
Volume 1, which is not released by Universal, it's released by Shout
Factory. Written out, and that's why
mainly because Shout
Universal
Factory gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage releases, and that's wonderful because this is a great little collection. What's neat about it is when you say Universal horror movies, it's the first thing you think of. Dragon, Frankenstein, Wolfman. You think of the Universal monsters, and with good reason. Those were iconic, long-running series that spanned decades.
Something people drink in the morning, sometimes with grains, sometimes with sugar.
But Universal was doing a lot of other horror movies, especially
whatever
back in the 30s,
is,
even though
I'm sure it's good. It's probably something that I, as a Mormon,
and especially
can't
as it starts moving in the 40s, you get gangster and film noir kind of taking over the more heavy-handed films, and the monster movies become a little more campy with like Frankenstein meets the Wolfman, and much more for kids. But these smart ones from the 30s, they had a lot of them out there, and a lot of people forget about them. And there's a string of movies that Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi started together, and they collect these in this box set. I'm going to talk about it specifically. The first two in the case, because they're the best ones there. The first one is The Black Cat. Bela Lugosi started as a man whose family was trapped in a home with Boris Karloff.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. Until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
I'm not mistaken, he intends you to play a part in that ritual. Very important part.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Where Karloff is.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County
the next
Chamber
one I
of
talk
Commerce,
about
the voice of business.
And this is the Raven.
The news is sponsored
Bela
by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon
Medical Center was started by
Poe,
families
who uses a murderer
for families.
Played by Boris Karloff
inside our circle
to take revenge
of care,
on the father of
we
the woman
offer coordinated
loves.
Care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Your
the
full
one chance
of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The hideous monster that you are. Fascinated by
this one's a little bit longer by like 10 minutes, but it's also quantified hard. Now, it has as much to do with Edgar Allan Poe
as one of a trade agreement, keeping the markets on their toes regarding the deal's terms.
It's not about the Raven, it's not about Lenore, it's not about this bird standing on the pallid bust of palace saying
nevermore. President Trump says a limited deal could be signed somewhere
in the United
States, and some of those tariffs could be removed.
It's just a jumping off point to show the madman's obsession.
President Trump tells reporters outside the White House a limited deal could be signed somewhere in the United States.
Because that seems to be more
tariffs.
About what this movie
they'd
is about.
They'd like to have a rollback. I haven't agreed to anything.
Device.
China would like to get somewhat of a rollback.
Not
a complete
in there. But this
rollback,
is a great little movie
they know
as
I
well.
Do it.
Great
well,
performances
we're getting along
by
very well
Lugosi.
With
great
China. They want to make a deal. Frankly,
Karloff
they want to make
sort of
a deal a lot more than I do.
Insane,
the CDC
monstrous
is pointing
butler.
To vitamin E synthetic as
these
a likely cause behind the
39 vaping-related
deaths in the United States. CDC scientists are calling
the
discovery a
breakthrough. They do count.
You're listening
to
USA Radio News.
And they also
have a job
because they
to fill.
Are
your poster opening the dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment for a time to prepare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons,
but yeah, it works as a jungle adventure.
Costs.
Now, and Black Friday, benefit. Which was originally going to be called
Fred,
Friday the
13th, we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Is
use the new plan
of a
finder, Medicare.gov,
it is a
to compare health
sense,
and drug plans.
It's written
open enrollment
by
ends December 2nd.
And it's about a guy
comparing plans really
works
pay.
Off as a mad scientist
an anniversary
to transplant
of a historic event set to take
place
on
body.
Saturday.
Of course, they start turning
with
into
details,
that person.
Here's USA
That's
Radio
the
Network
extent of the mad scientist element.
Tomorrow marks three decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's physical embodiment of the Iron Curtain that divided East and West Berlin until the communist East German government finally lifted travel restrictions. Less than a year later, the nation that had been divided ever since World War II was once again a united Germany.
Okay,
to mark the anniversary, U.S. Secretary
gangster.
Of State Mike Pompeo.
And he's not as good of a gangster as he is.
In the German capital today.
I mean, sure, Hungarian gangsters
White House
exist.
Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney
but
is
back
a
then,
no
everyone
for
was expecting
deposition
him to be Italian.
In the impeachment inquiry, against
and
President
they didn't
Trump.
Have the European gangsters, the Eastern European gangsters, as heavily represented in films. So it is a little bit weird to see Lugosi playing not a monster of mad scientist. This one's the latest of the war, and it pushes into the 40s. It pushes into the film noir territory. But still, this is a great little collection for these four movies, in particular for the first two, and each one has like a bonus feature that talks specifically about that movie. It's not loaded with extra material, but there's enough stuff in there to get a little bit of knowledge of these movies beyond just what you see on the screen. So I'm going to have to say, in total, the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1,
guarantee goes all the way through March 1st.
Other films that are out this week on DVD and Blu-ray include Us, Beach Bomb, Under the Silver Lake, Hotel Mumbai, Wonder Park, Run the Race,
ABC News
and the Will and Grace
decided
Revival
to not run a story on Jeffrey Epstein.
And that's
because
it for this
it
week. I
got to
go.
Standards.
When I come back next
but
week, I'm going to be talking about Annabelle Comes
accusations
Home
on
and
Justice
yesterday.
Kavanaugh.
Until
District
then, having
Media
fat
Group
time
President
at the
Beverly
movies.
Hallberg calls out the hypocrisy.
This is a big story, guys. If this continues to come out, you have a lot of people who are saying that ABC News has been hypocritical, as you mentioned. They say that this does not
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon
Medical Center.
Was
started by families for
the
news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. We offer coordinated care for your entire families, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians care, and specialists.
We offer coordinated care
for your entire
your
family,
full circle
led
care.
By our outstanding
if you
family
need a
medicine
physician,
call Hunterdon and special centers physician
Hunterdon
referral
care.
Service
your
at 1-800-511.
If you need
for
a physician,
HMC.
Call Hunterdon
or visit
Medical
us on the web
physician referral
at
www.1800-511.org/HMC,
or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. and China are wrapping up phase one of a trade agreement, keeping the markets
USA
on their
Radio
toes regarding
News
the deal's terms
Tim
and
Berg.
Conditions. Both the U.S. and China are wrapping up phase one of a trade agreement, keeping the markets on their toes regarding the deal's terms and conditions.
Deal could be signed
both countries are looking at December 15th
and some of those tariffs
to be removed.
On each other.
President Trump
Although
tells
President
reporters
Trump
outside the White House
a limited deal could
be signed somewhere
in the United States
and some of those
and
tariffs
they could remove
could be
some tariffs.
President Trump tells
like
reporters outside the White House a limited deal could
China
be signed
like
somewhere in the United States and they could remove some tariffs.
They'd like to have a rollback. I have very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
The CDC is pointing to vitamin E synthetic
well
as a likely
China.
Cause
they
behind the 39 vaping-related deaths in the United States.
The CDC is pointing to vitamin E synthetic as a likely cause behind the 39 vaping-related deaths in the United
you
States.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, you post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, quickly. Train, retrain, correct, and redo, and match applicants to your exact requirements. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. The Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. And administrative staffing guaranteed. Robert Half, Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message
from Medicare. Well, that's what the Johnsons
it's open enrollment
until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
Oh, Johnsons, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnson thought until
they
Devon
tried
Fred,
Medicare's new plan finder.
The plans change every year.
We
use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health
come
and
on,
work
Fred,
plans. Open enrollment
we'll
ends December 7th.
Well,
plans change every year. Use
really
the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and work plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know?
Comparing
plans really
pays. An anniversary
tomorrow
of
marks three decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's
the
physical embodiment of the Iron
Network's
Curtain that divided
Barnes.
East
tomorrow
and West
marks
Berlin.
Three decades
until
since
the fall of the Berlin
German
Wall, the Cold War's physical embodiment of the Iron Curtain
less than
that
a year
divided
later,
the nation
East
that had
West
been divided ever until
since
the communist
World
War II government finally lifted travel restrictions.
Less than a year later, the nation that had been divided ever since World War II,
the German capital today,
United Germany,
to mark the anniversary, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the German capital today.
His attorney sent a notice to lawmakers 1 minute before his deposition
and the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. President Trump's
attorney sent a notice to lawmakers 1 minute before
Mulvaney
was scheduled to testify, saying that he was acting on President Trump's orders
to testify
and that he has absolute immunity. No response from Democrats, but the House is unlikely to go to court to force Mulvaney to testify.
Every night,
you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deal and
friends and
extra
family, I told
safety.
You about the great sleep
because
I get
go
with
to
mypillow.com
every night.
Click on the
well,
radio
right
listener
you
special.
Can get
a great
get
deal
buy one,
and
get
extra
one free
safety. Offer
on the mypillow
because
premium
if you go to
mypillow.com,
your 60-day money-back
click on the radio listener
goes
special.
All the way
get
through
their
buy one, get one free
2020.
Offer on the
that's
mypillow premium pillow, your 60-day money-back guarantee. Click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
That's now ABC News allegedly decided to not run a story on Jeffrey Epstein because it didn't meet their standards. But there ran numerous unverified
ABC News
allegedly decided to not run a story on Jeffrey
District
Epstein
Media
because
Group
it didn't meet
Beverly
their
Hallberg
standards.
Calls out
but
the
there ran numerous unverified
story,
accusations
guys,
on Justice Kavanaugh.
To come out, you
District
have a
Media
lot of
Group President Beverly Hallberg
that ABC
calls out
News
the hypocrisy.
Has been hypocritical,
this
as you mentioned.
They say
this continues to come out. You have a lot of standards, but they have no problem saying that ABC News has been hypocritical. When they didn't have mention, they say that evidence does not adhere to their journalistic standards, but they have no problem smearing Judge Kavanaugh when they didn't have cooperating and I think this is just going to the question is going to unfold and we're going to learn a little bit.
As far as if she believes ABC News is trying to cover up this story, Hallberg also tells Fox News.
And we're going to learn a little bit.
And as far as if she believes ABC News is trying to cover up this story, Hallberg also tells Fox News.
At the amount of information that she had, about money, and couldn't believe they didn't come forward. She was, as you heard in that video, just this. It's not only the amount of information that she had, and couldn't believe they didn't come forward, but here's the other side to it. They put it's not only that they didn't come forward very much, they're not even putting it in their news coverage. This is a major story. They're still trying to hide it. Put out a statement saying very much. They're not even putting it in their news coverage. This is a major story. They're still trying to hide it.
And finally, e-cigarette maker
for more
Juul
news, find
Juul
us online at
USARadio.com
Seattle School
for USA Radio
News. The district
says Juul wrongly targeted minors.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100 in Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. and China are wrapping up phase one of a trade agreement, keeping the markets on their toes regarding the deal's terms and conditions. Both countries are looking at December 15th to set new tariffs on each other, although President Trump says a limited deal could be signed somewhere in the United States and some of those tariffs could be removed. President Trump tells reporters outside the White House a limited deal could be signed somewhere in the United States and they could remove some tariffs.
They'd like to have a rollback. I haven't agreed to anything. China would like to get somewhat of a rollback, not a complete rollback, because they know I won't do it. But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
Don't fear technology.
The CDC is pointing to vitamin E
synthetic
as a likely cause behind the
mission of tech today is to demystify technology.
CDC scientists are calling the discovery a
principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Today, join me on paper. Tech Today.
In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches
and
applicants to your exact requirements.
News.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare.
You're listening
plans.
To Now It's the News.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's
with
what the Johnsons thought until
the
they tried
of,
Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
William Christie, welcome
on,
to Now
Fred.
It's the News.
Maybe
Thank
we'll
you so much
find
for being
something
here,
better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment
in the midst of World War II. Who is Alexei
Ivanovich
Smirnov?
An anniversary of a historic event set to take place
pilot.
On Saturday.
And we
with
meet
the
him
details,
as a boy
here's
in
USA
the
Radio
1930s
Network's
in the Soviet
response.
Union.
Tomorrow marks
and
three decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's physical embodiment of the Iron Curtain that divided East and West Berlin until the Communist East German government finally lifted travel restrictions. Less than a year later, the nation that had been divided ever since World War II was once again a united Germany.
To
mark the anniversary, U.S. Secretary of State
Churchill
Mike Pompeo is in the German
the
capital today.
White House Chief of Staff
now,
Mulvaney,
it's really fascinating
no
to think about as a historical alternative possibility, because not many times in history do you get the three late leaders
testify,
of
saying that he was acting
of
on President
three
Trump's
great
orders
of,
and that he has
the Allies
no response
all in
from
one
Democrats,
place.
But the House
and it really is an opportunity
to go to court to force Mulvaney to testify.
They met together to plot strategy against the Nazis in Iran, the three of them together, and I imagine you had a lot of interesting times sort of ferreting out the possibilities,
the
just thinking about, wow, these guys are in one place, what could have happened?
One
I mean, should they have left
the My Pillow
Churchill out
pillow,
as a designated survivor
guarantee goes all the
Well,
way
you know, there was an actual
March
German plan
that's
called Operation Long Jump to execute an assassination of the Dick III.
ABC News allegedly decided
now,
to not run a story on Jeffrey Epstein because it didn't meet their standards. But there are numerous unverified accusations on Justice Kavanaugh.
Given the
District Media Group President Beverly Hallberg calls
that he
out the
had never carried it
this
out.
Is a big story, guys. As this continues to come out, you have a lot of people who
plan.
Are saying
so
that ABC News has been hypocritical, as you mentioned. They say that this does not adhere to their journalistic standards, but they have no problem hearing Judge Kavanaugh when they didn't have corroborating.
Now,
getting evidence.
We have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world today. We have our own set of intrigues and espionages. We have Russia supposedly trying to hack into the United States, possibly France now, given what we see in the last week. We have all sorts of assumptions about what could be going on to undermine and infiltrate the North Korean regime from outside and prevent them from testing missiles. We have involvement in Syria, in the Middle East.
I ask you, I mean, this is set to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran, but
what do you think the possibility of this are today?
They haven't put out a statement saying very much. They're not even putting it in their news coverage. This is a major story. They're still trying to hide it.
Espionage is always the world's second oldest profession.
Is being hit with a lawsuit by the Seattle School District.
You know, even when countries, particularly the Russians, they've always played a very, very long game when it comes to espionage.
For USA Radio News.
Even when they were allied with Germany before World War II, they were still spying on them. They would spend literally decades, if not a generation, putting agents in place that might come to fruition and might not come to fruition. Whether you're talking about technology, hacking, signals intelligence, whatever, having... So listen to the Russians have always thought that having a single human spy in the right place in the right time can change the course of history. And it's proven correct for them on a number of occasions, particularly when they acquired the atomic bomb.
In front of a qualified audience,
and we know also that during the Tehran I'm thinking of Yalta. I know that during the Yalta conference, they had bugged the quarters of FDR and Churchill, so they were certainly engaging in some intrigue there.
Well, as a matter of fact, British intelligence always.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by 100 County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Roosevelt to stay in the Soviet embassy in Tehran during the conference, which he did, because the U.S. embassy was at the outskirts of Tehran, and the Soviet and British embassies
greetings,
were literally across the street.
Across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet.
Well,
I'm Kevin Carr,
so
and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Even at that
on today's
point.
Show, I'm going to be talking about the new film's Toy Story
what level,
4,
I mean, you're
Child's
talking,
Play, and Anna,
here,
plus a retro review of the Robin Williams Black Mirror-ish movie, The Final Cut from 2004. I'm also going to be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup.
Totally
the spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1,
embassy,
featuring Karloff and Lugosi in The Black
papers,
Cat, The Raven, The Invisible Ray,
because
Black
during
Friday.
World War II,
but first,
we
if you
were
want to get in touch with me, you can email me at
fatguys
at fatguysatthemovies.com.
Again,
you can leave me a voicemail at
740-205-6456. That's
740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at FatGuysAtTheMovies.com or Facebook.com/FatGuysAtTheMovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter,
I'm interested in this sort of thing. We're speaking with William Christie, who is the author of the work of historical fiction, A Single Spy.
Good evening.
How did you get into this particular world? Are you more of a historian? Are you more of a novelist?
One of them is the fact that something I predict.
I'm a novelist
earlier this year, and I'm absolutely
historian.
Right, and that is Avengers
and
Endgame
is
going to be re-releasing in the theaters, coinciding with
novel.
Spider-Man Far From
and,
Home. Now they're re-releasing it with a little bit of extra unseen footage. Apparently
the
there's
back of my head
some post-credit
some time,
stuff
and,
that they're going
to
be doing.
I wanted to write
and
a historical
and to give a little extra goose to the box
fiction,
office. And the only reason they're really doing this, I mean, they're doing it maybe to cross-promote with Spider-Man, but the real reason they're doing this is that movie is just $45 million.
And where the iterations are on that. I'd like to get
Avatar
your take on The Man in the High Castle
which is
and how
billions of
Amazon
dollars,
has,
but it's $45 million
dollars
away.
That
that's why it's
screen,
going out back in
the
theaters. And I don't know, it's not going to make
years.
That necessarily in America.
Well,
but maybe
the, you know, it was never assured that we were going to win.
And Disney has been known to keep things in the theaters just long enough to reach their milestones.
I've just delivered a second novel to
another piece of news,
which
I find
deals with America in 1941.
Jason Blum and Jamie Lee Curtis were taking pictures of themselves and tweeting
the time,
it out, going, we're planning things.
The America
of course,
First Committee
that they're getting
was
ready to
absolutely
do another
huge,
Halloween movie, which
Charles
is great.
Lindbergh,
I love
the great
David
pilot and
Halloween.
National hero was traveling
my
the country
beef
making
with
speeches
this whole story
that,
isn't that
that
Roosevelt
the movie?
And the
Jews were trying to get us into the war
year.
And then
it's
we should stay out.
In September.
and it's not at all bothered by the fact that it has a 2020 release date, I'm assuming, sometime in October.
Pearl Harbor was
very similar to what happened with the Halloween movie
an occasion
last year.
That
I'm all for that, and I love the fact that Jason Blum is following the
in favor of fighting World
business
War II.
Plan
you know,
of cranking them out with short schedules and small budgets
we were
so you can
we had
have
not
a,
been attacked,
you know, a series go through just a couple of years,
attacked.
Which is great. And that's
yeah,
exactly
it's
how
very easy to see
movies like
that,
Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the first place.
More coordinated
My
grand
is everyone's
strategy
calling it Halloween
on the, too. On the part
and I'm like, it's not Halloween
of Germany,
too.
Japan, and
this last
and Italy,
Halloween was a direct sequel to Halloween.
We might
that
never
makes
have
this last movie,
war.
If anything, Halloween
Britain
2.
Have been isolated,
and is this one going to be Halloween 3?
Russia would have been on the ropes.
Figure out how you're going to name these stupid movies, or just make it Halloween.
Hitler, as unlikely his quest for power was to begin with because of the laxity of
the
Allies
in
the lead-up to World War II, could have triumphed and essentially been leader of the world.
Rob Zombie is far away from this franchise.
It was certainly a possibility, and I think something that
the next piece of news I think is interesting that's coming out is that Suzanne Collins is
inevitable. We
look already
back at
in the works
Private
of writing
Ryan
a new
and,
Hunger Games movie,
and,
which takes place,
out of World
I think
War
it's around
II,
the 10th Hunger
well,
Games, so
we
it's
were
well
on
earlier
we were
than
succeed,
Katniss
but,
Everdeen exists.
Success was by no
so
means
so you're not
going to
get Jennifer
indeed.
Lawrence in the movie, and I don't think you would have gotten it anyways. I think she would have been like, look, guys, I fulfilled my contract on that, I'm done.
But
I mean,
the Hitler
was great
had
and propelled me to superstardom, but I got other things on my plate. Mm-hmm.
And invaded Britain.
And it's the same reason why she got out of the X-Men movies.
Empire,
I mean, that was great
all
for her
the way,
to be a,
you know, he
the X-Men
he would have all the way
class,
to India,
I think
and he would have joined hands
wants
with
to
Japan.
Move on. And maybe you'll see her in another
then he made the choice, really, for ideological reasons, to invade the Soviet Union
this is
and doomed
a prequel,
himself.
And it reminds me a lot of what's going on with the Harry Potter universe.
That easily in the opposite direction.
Now, of course, a lot of this is just because they want to generate more money, apparently.
Suzanne
Collins bought a new house or a new car or needs to make a payment on something or just wants some more cash.
Take a look at A Single Spy. We've been speaking
Go
with
ahead,
William Kresge. He is
I'm
the author of that,
that.
Book,
if
A Fine Work of Historical
games,
Fiction. Mr. Kresge, thank you so much for being with us
but
today.
But here's my prediction
thank you
on
very
this
much
show.
For having me.
It's going
You're
to be very
to now
similar
the
to
news.
The Fantastic
I'm Derek
Beast
Blair.
Movies that have had diminishing returns. The first Fantastic Beast did well. Did better overseas, but it did okay, but it wasn't nearly as strong as the other Harry Potter movies.
So
and
you sit down
one,
and do your
Crimes
budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite
Actually,
enough.
I don't think it made
you know what would
America,
really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and going so
you're
much
listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
And whether
that
you're single or married or have kids,
park.
This could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They're incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-FIBLE.
He's excited to see the banana split.
855-90-FIBLE. 855-90-FIBLE.
Rebecca, I'm canceling the show.
Thank you, everyone.
What?
Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or employer?
Hey, kids.
A coach?
Put on your happiest faces. Because the banana split show is about to begin.
Hang
up on what? Doing this to me. Now the show can go on forever.
I remember the banana splits when I was a little
success.
Kid. It was an early
this
70s
isn't about
cartoon
the
to sort of wrap around
it's about tried and
variety show
process-driven victories.
Was as not quite as psychedelic as the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, like HR
Puffin
stuff or anything
like that.
But
it was
still bonkers and crazy. And what they do is they'd have these
let's
little
not
sketches
the wheel.
And
let's
almost like a
what's
like
worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America.
Short films
our next event, the
days
in Grayland, Michigan, July 16th.
Island, which was
reserve your seating
terrible,
at talkmikehewitt.com
cool.
Or call
616-405-3420.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by
the
Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce,
around,
the voice of business.
King's Island,
are you struggling to find the right person
within driving
to
I go to King's Island every year with my kids, and I remember going there in the 70s, and the Brady Bunch went to King's Island.
Located in Lebanon, New Jersey.
It showed up in a lot of stuff.
personnel is an ASA certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm.
But the difference is this one is everything from temporary to permanent employees. This is a scary film.
As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the
giant puppet type creatures.
The result:
attack people and kill them, and it turns into a horror movie
with the lowest chance.
Has me fascinated.
We guarantee it
because this stuff kind of was a horror movie at the beginning. I mean, if you look at Bingo Flegal, Drooper, and Snort, these were monstrous nightmare fuel creatures.
This is Tony Clark, in plush outfits at Patton Hyde
and
Associates.
Saw on
Americans
the street,
believe they
run
should be in charge of their own future. How they
I
will live
into
tomorrow.
Like I said, the idea of a
Since
Five Nights at Freddy's movie is always
Ameriprise Financial has
a lot
worked
fanboys,
for their clients'
and
futures,
I think it could
helping
be cool.
millions
this
of Americans
nice
retire on their terms.
How well it does
when they
work.
Want, where they want.
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which
today,
opens on August 16th.
Today, Patton Hyde and Associates.
I'm having a party tomorrow.
Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services.
You're so random. They're my best friends. We do everything
together.
This would mean girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss. We could spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac. She starts fires.
This is what happens
when
you don't respect
women. I respect women. My mom's my best friend.
Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, and SIPC.
I don't know, nihilistic, or I don't appreciate some of them. Even when I was a kid, you know, stuff like, what was the one, the wildlife or something like that? I've never been wild on these.
Did you
the
know
one reason I think this might be kind of fun is
over
20 kids are actually way too young, and everything that seems to be happening around them,
business and
they have no idea what it is. And
like
it's them in these inappropriate
expo.
Situations,
contact
but literally not have enough experience, which I think plays to the comedy better, as opposed to having, like that movie mid-90s that came out last year, where you got this 11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing
the voice of business.
Extremely inappropriate stuff, I can't say. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny, but who knows? August really should happen. And that's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Child's Play and Air.
And now, it's the news.
So, you sit down and do your budget. And you look at all your monthly costs and your bills
You're listening
and your income,
to
and it seems
news.
Like there's never
I'm
quite
Derek Blair.
Enough.
We're speaking
you
today
know what
with
would really
Tommy
help.
Caldwell,
finding $500 a month to help balance things
the
out.
Legendary
that
rock climber
is the typical
the
savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing
so
ministries, MediShare
yeah,
is really
you.
The gold
it's
standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and going so much because
who have
it works.
Been there
and whether you're single or married or have
and
kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun.
$500
a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful.
Yeah, so when you drive into Yosemite Valley,
Bible. It's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Gigantic monolith that is so big that it's like hard to comprehend.
Are you
and
an
most people that aren't climbers,
employer,
they look up at
a coach,
that. You know, they
negotiator,
drive to the
manager,
base,
a salesperson?
You know,
need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in?
They just look at you
learn
like you're
from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics, you betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories.
Climbing wall
management
at the gym,
by measurement,
removed
full
all
circle
those
documented
communications,
knobs
that extend from the side, and multiplied that by about
Let's not reinvent
times,
the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America.
You know, many
our next
climbers,
event, the day's
many,
in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve your seating at TalkMyQ.com
right,
or call 616-405-3420.
Yeah, this is my family. My dad was a mountain guide. I started climbing when I was 3 years old.
And prosperity of
it wasn't really, you know, back then it wasn't something you did as a family. Honestly, we were kind of outliers in that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I remember that rock climbing started coming up in the last 20 years or so. But your experience
908-782-7115, or give us an email at info.
Yeah, yeah. When I was, you know, out at the climbing areas as a kid, most of the other people were like these big bearded.
You're listening to WHCR DB, 100 Chamber Radio.
Brought to you by 100 Chamber of Commerce,
the voice of business.
Adventure parenting. This is Tony Clark, parent planner at Patent Hygiene.
So your dad was an early adventure parent.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own
future.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a visionary.
How they will live tomorrow.
Sure.
Wow. Well,
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms.
This is something that you knew you wanted to do
as
your life's
doing what they want.
Goal and passion.
Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first.
I just got so
we are ready to help you put a confident retirement
as a profession
more within reach.
Didn't really
put the strength
exist.
Of a leader in retirement
so I never really
planning
saw
to work
that
for you,
as my future.
Your personal one-to-one
but
relationship.
I was, you know, one of the lucky
Heidi
few
and Associates
that,
will work with you,
you know,
to develop a plan to help you pursue
when
your retirement
started
goals.
To realize that
call today at
908-713-6600.
Their
gear.
Office
is like
located at
1318
Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross.
When did you
first
the
conceptualize
the chamber?
That particular
as members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the chamber to get their feedback on the chamber,
you know, 100 different
make them feel more at home at the
chamber. And maybe, you know, 30 different free climbs. You have to know a little bit about climbing. But free climbing, you're basically climbing one rope, but you're actually climbing the rock faces. So there's, you know, I think 15 different free routes, actually. And so I did all these existing routes that look possible from afar, like a climber can look up there and imagine a way to climb them because you're following these cracks.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies
the
with Kevin
the
Carr.
The dumbbell is different. It looks blank.
Right,
it doesn't look like there's anything to hold on to.
A scary movie.
And, but I knew so much
I
about that
I always think it's
wall,
funny that they have scary movies
closer,
and horror movies come out in the summer.
Edges, and if you
to me, horror movie
right,
time is October. That is the fall. It can happen about late September.
So it was really magical.
October's when you have horror movies. And I love horror movies, and I love to see horror movies come out year-round, and they kind of do.
So was most of it just
planning it out, mapping it out? November, they're kind of lame.
There was
and
about a year
you know,
of finding the route,
month for
you know,
horror movies
taking these big long routes,
I mean,
ropes, and descending down the wall
that's
and swinging back and forth
time
and looking
movies,
for the
so
holds.
A lot
like
of
some
smaller,
of
low budget,
of like the edge of a
fringe
credit
movies
card,
and limited audience favorites. That's when those are going to come out. That's when you're going to start seeing stuff. Horror movies work at that time.
6 years after that was rehearsing the actual moves.
High school and college
very much
age,
like
maybe
a gymnastics
a
routine
their 20s,
or something
where they're
be
not having to worry
you
about
have to execute
necessarily.
It perfectly.
They don't worry
so you're
about
doing
going
a lot of hanging on ropes, rehearsing the moves,
their own
and then the performance
you know,
of that final 19-day
well
climb that really
school,
made big news.
But wow. For some reason, horror movies are coming out this summer. We actually have a whole
like
bunch.
Itself.
We've got
like,
the next Annabelle movie coming out next week. Another
yeah,
person.
How long did it take
before
you?
Before that,
and,
we've got Child's Play.
Were there
the
any
remake,
of
which
doubt
is out
or,
this weekend.
Or
this
or terror,
reboot
for that
of the Killer
matter,
Doll
for
franchise finds a child's doll that can network with an entire
yeah,
smart
there was,
house.
There was
and
all
when
those. I mean, the final
19
days was
very
just incredibly dramatic. I had
you
trained so hard
Andy,
for it that I was quite ready. Like,
you better
I went
tell
there
me.
In
something's the wrong with Chucky.
Made quick work to a control.
Chucky is a toy.
He
could be anywhere.
Welcome to
I
remember
and go
first
to the top without him,
out.
And it really
I
gave this big testament
saw it.
To like brotherhood and
some
dreaming big.
I think it was on a Sunday
and,
night.
Yeah, it was just
and
an incredibly
and what's weird is I was tempted
cool
to go to the exact same theater.
Well, it's
that
fantastic.
I saw
I'm
it
so glad
in
you've
the
had a chance to tell this story, and I don't want you to give everything away here because I want people to go and buy the book.
But I do remember
Push by Tommy
Caldwell. Which movie theater I saw it at.
Thank you for doing what you do.
It was a possible horror movie. It wasn't anything that really like broke any records or made a huge splash when it happened.
Thank you for
it's just
being
it was
on
such a
news.
Great killer doll
yeah,
movie.
Thank you for talking.
And of course, then they made a couple
Strange
sequels, and I remember
week.
Seeing those when I was in
Florida
college.
Florida police say a man was arrested
those,
for misuse
of
911 after allegedly calling the emergency number.
And then they brought it back with the Curse of Chucky and then the Cult of Chucky.
Drink with him.
Home video versions that were all consistent with that original series that was originally created by Tom Holland when he made that first movie back in the late 80s.
James Collins.
They've decided to reboot it, and
made the
call, I remember when that happened, the first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes,
were
you really need to do
being
this?
Mean.
And I did back off and I said, you know, maybe they could do
Collins
something
was
fun
celebrating
with it
his because 56th birthday.
I am okay with remaking a movie if
second time,
either,
about
you know,
30 minutes later,
bring something new
to
the franchise,
complaint.
Or if you can look at it from a different perspective, or if there's something you could achieve,
disorderly intoxication,
special effects-wise and cinematically that you weren't able to achieve.
Happy
in
birthday.
The first movie, absolutely remake it. You know, just
you're
might
listening
work
to
with
Now It's
more
the News.
Modern
I'm Derek Blair.
A great example is The Thing. You know, they couldn't do the original story in 1952 or 51 when that first came out. But when John Carpenter,
I'm Will Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
The John W. Campbell version of The Thing, same thing with Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They went from a small town to a large city like San Francisco, and you know, politically and culturally, the world was a different place.
Go
in that 20 plus year difference, but it really worked. The problem with the Chucky in this movie is, first of all, I love Mark Hamill. I think he does a great job as the voice. But
wouldn't it be great
he's not
to see
given
your windows
enough
in a whole new
really
light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts.
In the original movie.
Budget blinds.
In the original movie,
you'll get beautiful style and
the
personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home so you can choose from hundreds of blinds,
and there's
shades,
also really
shutters, and drapes. Plus
movie,
smart home window coverings you control with the touch of
a
button. And with budget blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why budget blinds is the number one provider of
and in
custom
this movie,
window coverings in North America.
Like said,
when
okay
we say we have style
things,
and service for
reason.
Every budget,
and
we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole
movie.
Lot
have, like,
gorgeous.
An 11-year-old kid
get your free consultation
in.
Right at home.
So
just go online
he,
to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only.
The worst part about this movie is it has nothing to do with any sort of possession of a serial killer. It's just
USA Radio
this networked
News
computer
with
that can.
The U.S.
Alexa,
and China are wrapping up phase
Alexa,
one of a trade agreement,
that,
keeping the markets on their toes regarding the deal's
that's
terms
it,
and conditions.
That's
both
like
countries
in the first
are looking
scene,
at December 15th
to
set new tariffs on
each
other,
safety protocol,
although
so
President Trump says a limited deal could be signed somewhere
problems.
In the United States,
and, I'm like,
and some
well,
of those
all,
tariffs could be removed. President Trump tells reporters outside the White House a limited deal could be signed somewhere in the United States, and they could remove some tariffs.
They'd which
like
is absurd anyways because the kid's house
China
is,
would like to
for
get
some reason this kid's poor because his mother's divorced or his dad's dead or something
it,
like that.
They're getting along
she's
very
so
well
single
with
mom working
they
at like
make
a shopping
deal.
Center.
Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot
yet
more
they
than
have
I
all
do.
The network
the CDC
TVs
is pointing to vitamin E synthetic as the likely cause behind the 39 vaping-related deaths in the United States.
It feels like they're so desperately
CDC scientists are calling the discovery a breakthrough.
Smart house
you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
We're fine with what we have.
And well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. I'm going to burn through this next one because I don't have much time. This is not Luc Besson directs this high-action thriller about a beautiful woman who also happens to be one of the greatest international assassins of all time.
And now, it's the news.
Relationship with Oleg Fomenko.
entered his hotel at 1:37 p.m. Did you notice anything suspicious?
Like what?
You're listening to Now It's the News.
Can't you look at the hotel security
today with David Owen.
Tapes were erased. It's like we're dealing with pros. And the author of
your next target is in Paris. There'll be no backup. David Owen, any questions?
Which room?
Oh, thank
I did
you.
Not get to see this so one. It was not screened, unfortunately. I kind of want to see it. I like Luc Besson's work.
Because
he
we're always hearing
has this fetish for
about how much water
strong women beating the heck out of all
just
these people in international locations.
Off, or,
I mean, you saw that in
the deal with
that? Nikita. You saw that in Lucy.
Yeah, they're often
he's done
at the top of people's
list.
They let's get rid of golf. Let's get rid of almonds.
The only thing that I think he would have liked better in the Taken movies is
Liam Neeson
was a tall statue.
Much bigger than that. And
this looks interesting. It looks like a fun throwaway action movie.
Simple little.
Luc Besson's good for this
kind sort of trick that you can pull out of your hat to make
it
all go away.
I gotta say,
it
preemptively sucks because they never
well,
showed
good,
it.
And I like almonds.
I love
but even
almonds,
though I have
too.
To say
I just
hate
them.
Sucks, it
frankly,
like
I think almond flour is a fantastic
sucks.
Alternative to regular flour, and I love munching on them. And I,
that's
I
it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going
to
be talking about the other toy movie, not Toy Story 4, and the final cut.
What do we do? I mean, are we at the point where we are running out of drinkable water, especially when... Although
wouldn't it be
this
great
year,
to see your windows
California
in a whole new light?
Has,
had
right. its cup
your
run
local
over,
neighborhood
literally.
Experts.
We
lines.
Had so many years of drought,
and
that seems to be what happens more often
budget.
Than not,
we bring
especially
the
in the West.
Right to your home. So you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters,
and
drapes. Plus smart home window coverings
well, we
to control with the touch of a button.
And with
budget blinds, we do it all for you.
But we're at a point where we have to
be
more careful with our water than we have to.
Of custom window coverings in North America.
The Colorado River is interesting because we use it up entirely.
Every
it doesn't get all the way to the
really
end anymore.
So let's get
and
in
the West,
gorgeous.
That's a big,
get your free
that's a big
right
deal. The health of the Colorado
just go
is the health of the West. And the health of the West is really the health of the country. So, it's something we have to deal with. That river, you know, that one river, it's not a huge
right
river. It's 1,000 miles shorter than the Mississippi. The Mississippi carries the entire annual flow of the Colorado River every couple of weeks. And yet the Colorado River
USA
supports
Radio
almost,
News
supplies water to almost 40 million people.
The U.S. and China are wrapping up phase one
of
a trade agreement, keeping
so
the markets
the
on their toes
trouble,
regarding the deal's terms and conditions.
The West
both
is in trouble, and when the West is
December
in trouble, we're in trouble. If you eat your fruits
other,
and vegetables during
President
the winter,
Trump
as I'm
says
sure you do, the, you're
the
eating
United
fruits
States,
and vegetables that come from
some of those tariffs could be removed.
Farmland
President
that was
Trump tells reporters outside the White House a limited deal could be signed somewhere in the United States, and they could remove some tariffs.
They'd like to have a rollback. I haven't agreed to anything. China would like to
so
get somewhat of a rollback, not a complete rollback.
On the Colorado River
they
agriculture.
But we're getting along
and,
very well with
China.
They
I mean,
want to make a deal.
Or is it drinking
frankly,
water?
They want to make
I
a deal a lot
would,
more than I do.
The
CDC is pointing to vitamin E synthetic as a likely cause behind the 39 vaping-related deaths in the United States. CDC scientists are calling the discovery a breakthrough.
In the Colorado River Basin,
Radio News.
At least 80% of the water goes to irrigating farmland.
Online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. E-train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Water
enrollment, Fred.
Carrying it
time
over the
to compare
divide.
Plans.
But, Denver
We're
uses maybe 2% of the state's
well,
water.
That's what the Johnsons
most of what
thought
gets
until
used
they tried
is,
Medicare's
is,
new plan
to irrigate
Johnson's,
farmland.
Huh? We saved on our
and
prescription costs.
How do we deal with that problem?
Come on, Fred.
We
maybe we'll find something
this,
better.
This
plans change every year.
Dry.
Use the new plan
is
finder,
it a matter of
Medicare.gov, to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Have the farmland?
Comparing plans really pays.
I know much... Great food comes from there, but is the Imperial Valley really the best possible place to be irrigating?
You know, it seems insane.
initially, because you look at if you look at the pictures of what
and
that,
welcome back
that
to
Fat
Guys at the
like,
Movies
it's
with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the movie reviews with the big one this weekend.
If you look at it from Google Earth,
I think everyone realizes
there are actually a lot of advantages to growing things in a place like that.
Disney has been doing really well with these movies.
I went to visit a farmer in the Imperial Valley, and it happened to rain a little bit that morning.
All of their remakes and
maybe I'm good luck. I'm doing my part to
tend to do very very well.
To help end the California drought. And he said, you know, we don't really like rain around here. The reason is because it throws off all their planning. And he showed me he had this stack the size of an unabridged dictionary of his
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now.
Farmland.
We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
When he was going to plant,
we have a situation.
Varieties of onions and lettuce.
I am not a toy.
The
I was
day
soup,
when he was
going to
thin
them.
Maybe
chili,
the day
and then
when
the
he was
going to
harvest them all in rotation.
But
so
we got to get Forky.
Like this ballet moving over the acreage. And
why
you don't
am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
There's several ways to look at
this. You don't know when you plant something. You don't know when you're going to harvest it. You don't know when you harvest it, when you're going to plant again.
Computer-generated graphics in this movie.
And because it's so warm, they get more than one
crop. Pixar has gotten so good at this
in a season.
That if you didn't know it was all CGI, it would be hard to discern reality.
There are a lot of advantages to growing things in a desert as long as you can get the water there.
The movie starts off, it's raining, and it looks like it's real rain. And for anyone who knows anything about animation, rain, water, and fire, those are the things that have always been very difficult to mimic in the computer. There's a lot of chaotic movement in them, and they manage, they nail
the water
in this stuff. And they nail
the
textures
and life
and
death.
And then you go back and look at the original Toy Story, which, if you recall, was the very first full feature-length CGI animated movie.
By implication, water
and that thing looks like
West,
it's done on a home computer now. I mean, there's some stuff that looks really cool in there, and there's still some textures that are neat. But gosh, you look at like the dog,
There's a sort of a general...
That thing looks goofy as all
I
get out.
West,
that doesn't even look real at all. They've got a cat in this movie.
Animosity toward anything
that
looks like federal control.
A CGI cat, I would believe in the first shot you see it, it stretches its back.
You see that among water users. Too. At the same time, among water users, the entire infrastructural network
you
that carries water from the Colorado River to farmland in the Imperial Valley to water users in California, in Arizona, in Utah,
it
carries
it
in
when
some
it comes
cases
to a Disney movie,
hundreds of miles from the river. None of that would exist without
all that
the federal
stuff
government.
Want
the Hoover
is
Dam is the big sort of poster child federal project that made
safe and everything. Good. You still
that
have
made
the
a number of these
of
interventions
you know,
possible.
John Ratzenberger doing
it was farmers in California who initially called
Don
for
Rickles
the construction of the Hoover Dam because their problem then was not
in the movie
getting enough water. It was the fact that they had to deal with too much.
But
when the Colorado was a wild river, it would periodically flood across their fields and bury them under silt. And those farmers wanted a dam that would in the river that would make it possible to control
the
flow of the water and protect their farmland.
Having to deal with issues with toys
in other parts of the country too,
and leaving them at home,
people who irrigate with groundwater, farmers who irrigate with groundwater. Usually, it's because of the rural electrification,
the
federal program that in the 1930s brought electric power to places that it was not economical to bring it otherwise. And it was that electric power that enabled farmers to tap groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country and you see center, you see the big round green circles, those are center pivot irrigated fields. And right in the center of that circle is a well that taps underlying groundwater. And
how do you get them out?
Without a major federal investment, none of that would
other
would exist either.
And make it feel
man, and I thought
like
it was the aliens all this time.
It looks like it.
especially from this, you never know.
It's not as good as the other three.
You're listening to
and
Now It's the News.
Toy Story
I'm Derek Blair.
Came out, I remember thinking, oh, how are we going to get as good as Toy Story 1 and 2? Because those were so good. And they did it. You know, they did the first Toy Story and it's such a wonderful movie. And then they did a sequel. They rolled the dice and they won the crapshoot. They got two great movies. And then they did a third one 10 years later.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
It's as good as the other two. This one just isn't. And that's not in a bad way. it's not like it's subpar. It's just subpar for Toy Story movies because you expect perfection. But it's not perfection. It's sort of like if you're used to go see Broadway shows and then you go and see
American
really
investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call
listening
for
to
free,
guys,
no obligation information to help you get started
cut
on your way to
this
steady, predictable
weekend,
retirement income. Call 866-913-1234.
866-913-1234.
Investment advisory
like
services offered
and
through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. It's transformed that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And it's a forgotten film.
Are you struggling to find the right person?
It came out in 2004 and stars Robin Williams.
Trying to attract and retain
the story is he's in the futuristic time. That's sort of like
a
parallel
regional
existence future.
ASA
implants
certified,
with
privately held staffing
in
and recruiting
for
firm,
a video memorial to be
everything from temporary to permanent
die
employees.
I'm
as ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques
to
find, screen, and present to you
so
the best talent that fits your needs.
With those
result,
you leave behind,
access to top talent
you
in the shortest
best
time with the
my
longest
husband
chance of turnover.
Is a great man, Mr. Ackman. He deserves to be remembered as a great man.
Strange profession you have, isn't it, Alan? You take people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
You do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle you off?
I take hands on clean. Bannister's implant is evidence.
I've always been fascinated, you know, by the idea of memory and that sort of thing. And
over 20,
one of the things this thing does unflinchingly is it questions
government to economic
the validity of real memories and how
contact
we remember
the
things
for more information
versus what really happened. And they play around with that a lot, more in this than they ever do in Black Mirror. Black Mirror uses that implant technology and it pervades, I'd say, at least a third of their shows. You have some sort of implant or recording device that you can project or enter into virtual reality. But this one kind of predates all that. So it's in 2004.
And now,
you've got Robin
it's
Williams
the news.
In a very low key at the time.
We're speaking with David Owen. He's the author of Where the Water Goes.
He was
life
really
death,
trying to do some different things.
River.
That's what he was doing, stuff like
so,
photo
was a very
and
young
insomnia.
Person,
he was trying
very
to do darker pieces and more
also,
contemplative stuff
enough,
and more straight up drama. And while this is science fiction because
Governor
of the
Jerry Brown, we had a slogan that was part of a program that
it's
we did.
It's still
called,
straight up drama. I also forgot how
yellow,
much of a slow
let
burn
it
was.
If it's brown,
and let me warn you, if you're
going
to go see this,
and that was part of a water conservation program.
But know that it's a slow burn drama. Know that if you're going to be watching at 3 in the morning, you may doze off because
also under Governor
it's very
Jerry Brown
slow and it's very deliberate.
Is that the future?
Because
is individual water conservation
it
really what we need to do?
It presents some of these really fascinating ideas
what is the larger structural solution to this
memories
problem?
But also,
well,
the
you know,
right
like everything, it's much more complicated
and
than it seems like before you look into it. I can use the example of Las
so
Vegas, where something like 93% of water
and
that goes down a drain gets used again. It goes into its processed, it's recycled, and it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system. And if you put it on your yard, it's leaving the system until it reemerges someplace as rain somewhere else. So in Las Vegas, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country, they don't really care whether you let it mellow
or
flush it down
before you flush it.
Drama,
because it doesn't. You know, they want you to flush it because they can use it again. What they don't want you to do is to put it in your yard. It's a tricky business, and there's a lot of moving parts. And it's hard to. That's why you know simply you know allowing almonds to go extinct would not.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come
really
back,
get
I'm going to be talking about the box
it, so,
office
so my,
and the home center around the
golf.
Featuring
certainly
the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1.
Well, so my 20-minute shower, basically, okay. The golf course that I was planning in my backyard, not so okay.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies. We're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Why are we making wine in Western Colorado? Why are we using water for that?
Transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You end up moving.
You're listening to W.
Veterans, got them in my family, lots of them, including my husband. And we'll be back next week with Counselor's Chat, actually with Steve Rowe, and we are going to talk about military families. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Rowe. I wish you all a pleasant day.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to me.
I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Rowe.